This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. Two Kansas City communities have recently introduced ordinances banning the practice of conversion therapy on minors, which involves trying to change an individual's sexual orientation from gay to heterosexual. The difference, though, is that one ordinance went into effect in one town, the other did not. Just last week, the North Kansas City Council proposed and passed a law that bans the practices of conversion therapy on LGBTQ plus youth. At the same time, the Independent City Council failed to pass an almost identical ordinance from the city's Human Relations Commission. As communities across the country discuss this controversial and little talked about practice, we asked these community leaders what spurred them to introduce the proposals now. Here to talk to us about it are Bryant DeLong. He's the mayor of North Kansas City. Mayor DeLong, nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
Also here is Thad McCullough. He's chairman of the Independence Human Relations Commission. Thad, good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor DeLong, let me start with you. You introduced the bill in North Kansas City. I'm wondering why. Why had this become an issue for you?
So really, it came about last year when I was looking at adding sexual orientation and gender identity to our housing discrimination ordinance. And as I was doing research into that, conversion therapy kept coming up. And I knew a little bit about it. But, you know, as I continued on this research, I started realizing, well, there's not any laws that prevent this. This is still happening out in our communities. Hmm. And so then I said, well, that'll be the next thing I do. And then so I got the previous housing discrimination ordinance passed and then went on to conversion therapy. So it was just the next logical thing for me to do.
Do you have any sense whether this was being practiced in North Kansas City? Do you know of any locations where it was being done?
You know, it was really hard to tell as I was doing research because I think – you know, this isn't a practice that a lot of people want to advertise out loud. They're not having big billboards outside. You know, really for me, this was putting up the sign saying, you know, we don't want this here. We don't welcome this mm-hmm. here. We value our youth in this community. So that's really what it was about to me.
Why does the practice offend you so much?
You know, it's really to see it as mental and physical abuse of our youth. And, you know, I don't want that going on in any form in our community. And this is just another one that I feel like is really slipped through the cracks. You know, when you read the stats and the data, I'm concerned about, you know, suicide rates amongst LGBT youth. Their attempt suicide at twice the rate of that of their peers that haven't undergone the same practice. Mm-hmm. And that concerns me.
Did you get any pushback when you brought this bill out, this ordinance out?
No.
And what kind of response did you get from the community, or did you get a response?
Generally, I've received a positive response. I first mentioned it at some point during a meeting last year, and people started reaching out then and really telling their stories, their painful stories of going through this experience. People in the community that have experienced this elsewhere, or, you know, they know friends that have experienced this. And so then it really, you know, it became more personal as you start to hear these stories and start to see how deeply this has impacted so many people.
How are you going to enforce a bill like this?
Well, that's always a big question. That's yet to be seen. As I said, I'm unaware of it being practiced currently. Mm-hmm. And the hope is that if someone's looking to set up practice, is doing the research that they should be doing anytime you open any sort of business and see that this isn't allowed. Specifically, what this disallowed was licensed practitioners. Mm-hmm. And most any sort of person that's a licensed practitioner, this has been disowned by most all the major reputable associations of theirs. So that's...
Mayor, was it just coincidence that both North Kansas City and Independence were considering ordinances at the same time?
Yes, it was. Mine was timing. It took me a little while to get back around to doing that. So I fell behind, and that just happened to be the order of events. Right. I initially wanted to get it done during Pride Month. I thought, you know, but it took just a little bit longer to finish up the ordinance and have it ready for council approval.
Right.
I didn't even know Independence was doing it until I saw it the day before.
What do you know about how big an issue this is across the country?
Across the country? I think it still shocks a lot of people that it's still in existence at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's concerning. Is like I said earlier, I knew it. I was aware of it. I wasn't aware to the extent that it was still happening. And so, you know, I'm excited to see lots of municipalities slowly taking action to prevent it. And states as well. So a lot of states have stepped up. Senator Arthur has introduced legislation, I think, in a couple different sessions now in the State House.
Hmm.
But it hasn't gone beyond committee. And so there's, you know, when you see items like that, to me, there's an opportunity for us to go ahead and take care of the legislative side here locally. So that's what I decided to do.
You know, I was struck by one stat that I came across last night. 13% of LGBTQ youth have experienced it, according to what I was looking at. Does that sound any sense whether that sounds about right to you or not, Mayor?
I don't have the exact answer to that. I mean, from things I've read, probably similar to what you read, that sounds correct.
Yeah. Well, let me turn to Thad McCullough, chair of the Human Relations Commission in Independence, where city leaders decided not to ban the practice of conversion therapy. Thad, how did you come up with introducing an ordinance like this in Independence? Why was this an issue that came to your attention?
Well, pretty much the same route that the mayor took. And Mayor, thank you so much. I appreciate what you do for the LGBTQ plus community. And our mayor, too, was pretty much spearheaded this a little bit. She brought it to the Human Relations Commission for us to do an investigation on to see whether or not we felt there was a need for one and what we thought would be appropriate. And so that's kind of what kind of initiated the effort. And so we wanted to move forward from there and make it happen.
Did you have any sense that if this was actually being done in Independence at any locations around town where this was being practiced?
Here's the thing. Yes and no. Yes, in the fact that I do have personal friends that have went through it, but it was through a church. They went through a church with licensed professionals. You know, I'm not seeing it happen. But what we're doing is this is what we can do, as asking our city what they're able to do. And so they're able to be able to have a legal agreement with business license, with licensed professionals. And so it's in that arrangement and that agreement that the city has some sort of say on, and they can have recourse for if it's happening.
What did you learn about this practice when you talked to friends or acquaintances who had actually been through it?
I mean, it's life-altering. It's 100%. Conversion therapy works. It's life-altering. They have physical but they have physical results of it. Like, they have stomach issues now. They had electroshock therapy done to them. They're affected for the rest of their lives. And the desired result was not the end result of the conversion therapy. They just have been affected for the rest of their lives.
So it's ineffective based on what you know.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
What kind of pushback, what kind of response did you get from the community when this issue came up?
Oh, you know, there's always resistors in every movement. So absolutely. There was at the city council meeting when we were presenting stuff, there's people that have signs that says there's only two genders, and why are we banning therapy, as in, like, what, therapy is a good thing. So there's absolutely resistors, but there's just as much support. So it's really, it's there's both present.
I'm curious what the council's thinking was when it decided not to ban this practice.
Well, what I'm gathering is that they said it was too vague, and it was listing. And so I believe that they are retooling it so that they can feel better about it, and that they are going to, possibly present another version of it.
Was that a valid criticism in your view or not?
Well, I guess so. You know, it gets into legal terms and stuff like that. So I don't know. It didn't make sense to me. It made sense to me. I mean, I understood what it meant. But if they needed to be more specific, okay, I guess that works for me too. So
yeah.
They're just, I guess, trying to cover their hind ends the best that they can as well.
Were you surprised by the council's decision?
I was. I was taken aback. I was upset. My biggest upset was that if there was any issues with the ordinance, why didn't we talk about it beforehand? Mm-hmm. There was a time and opportunity to talk about it beforehand. But regardless, if we're going to moving forward, I hope that we can continue our open communication about this so that we can come to an end result.
Any sense of when this issue might come back before the Independent City Council?
I don't have any firm information on that, but I hope it's not too long. I hope it's pretty soon.
Okay. Well, that's the voice of Thad McCullough. He's chairman of the Independence Human Relations Commission. We are also joined by Mayor Brian DeLong from North Kansas City. North Kansas City has banned the practice of conversion therapy. Independence is still reviewing it, has not passed anything like that yet. Gentlemen, thank you both for your time. Much appreciated.